Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Friday, and you know what Friday is. Friday's our fun time. We've got a lot of you guys here ready to talk to our phenomenal hostess. And those of you who've been keeping track of Psychics Gone Wild or listening in once in a while know that today's the day that we bring in our fun and famous and well-known actress, producer, psychic medium, fun person that we all love magically, Patty Negri. Hello, Patty. How are you today?
Hey, Jethro, I am good. I'm sitting here happy, fat and happy, like a beached whale and enjoying getting here.
Love it. We have a lot of individuals. Those of you who did tune in yesterday, I do apologize. I had told you Wednesday that we would have the show. And with Thanksgiving coming up, Dina and Veronica went wild on their own banquets and decided that that was a day they would just, you know, do some other stuff. So those of you who tuned in yesterday, we didn't do a show. But the really good part about it is, as you guys know, we always usually have a show anytime. So you can listen to the reruns. Me and Patty were on Wednesday and had a really wild night there. I want to thank all of you that wrote in. We've had a lot of individuals writing me personally asking me what's going to happen in December. We're going to go wild. We always go wild and we always do that. And one of the really great things about it is we've got a lot of individuals changing times. Amy's still with us. Amy just had some road trip things happen. I love you guys and you always make me laugh when you write. Me and Patty went in and we hit it out on plate, and I thank you for all the positive ones who were like, it was so nice to see you up on primetime, but you get, those of you who did contact us and got with us in the room, out of the room, me and Patty were pretty magical. We did not give up. We just found a way right back around all of the technical difficulties, but that's what we love about this show is that you guys, the listeners, do that. Do go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in your votes for newyorkgate@aol.com, and the reason, Patty, let them know what is going on at newyorkgate.com.
Yes, it is a fabulous contest. It's actually kind of like a people's choice for psychics, mediums, light workers, radio shows, hint, hint, wink, wink. You can vote for your favorite psychic and medium and everything from animal communicator to tarot artist. Jethro and I are both in the running, as is Psychics Gone Wild radio show. So you can vote for up to five of your favorites. So vote for all your favorites. We really do appreciate it. It makes a big difference in our visibility, in our recognition. And so know, book all your favorites. There's many, many categories. And if you want to see what the standings are, just go to TimesSquarePress.com. TimesSquarePress.com. Yeah, and you can see the standings of everything. You can use your votes and for the radio show and for all your favorites.
I apologize, everyone. We've had something here hitting.
What is that?
I don't. So as we're hearing here, I can hear this. I apologize to everybody, but Patty, let's continue on. We have an individual who's call in today, 765. Would you like to talk to Patty Negri?
Yeah, that would be great.
Hey, Patty.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Wesley. Actually, I talked to you before, actually.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling back.
No, I mean not on the show. Actually, I tried on the show a lot, but I never got in. This is actually my first time talking to you over here. We talked on the chat or something like that.
Oh, cool! Yay!
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. I do.
Yeah. Yep. But everything just went. Yeah, I just have a question, if that's all right, to see what you can pick up. Anything. Well, the thing is, you know, I've been trying to do math. Kendall Magic for a while now. She tried to draw somebody back to me. Yes, I know that. It's actually been a week, and it's still going cold and hot at the same time. So I was wondering, do you see anything going to change at all, or is it time for me to shove up, or should I just keep trying?
She's a lot more shy. Okay.
Yes, she's very shy.
Okay, well, shy is okay. So gentle. Be gentle with it. And like I said, intention candles are magic in themselves. So I would be very careful about using them specifically with a person, a name. Love spell should be just putting it out there in general, and you see who comes to you. But with magic for her is just good, slow communication, letting her know how you feel in a gentle and safe way.
Mm-hmm.
And, Abby, do you guys talk?
We talk here and there, but I know she has been trying to talk to another guy. She has actually went through two guys, actually. It's like she basically always comes back to me because the guy she talks to doesn't work. Like, she takes me for granted, but I don't know. Like, we haven't really sat and talked about that because it's kind of really irritating how she takes me for granted when in fact she knows that not to take people for granted, basically. So that's why I was like trying to clear it up and stuff.
All right. Well, again, communication is the one answer to that. The best magic you could do over any spell is just really talking to her because she can't take you for granted. That's not the start of any good relationship. You don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who does that anyway.
Well, that's the part I don't know. Like, that's just sometimes I get that feeling, though. That's just, I'm not sure is that how she is or something like that, because we don't, like, the communication just cold and hot, so it's just really hard to decide and hard to know whether or not she really takes me for granted. And the fact
Go on. I think she's going through some personal struggle that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. A lot of stuff on her hip line right now. Do you know what that is? Do you know if it's personal stuff? It's not about you. It's not about even relationship or anybody she's seeing.
She probably has a fear of abandonment because she was only raised by a single parent. That's just how I feel. But like I say, I'm not sure. Like, we have
good instincts. Trust your instincts, and all the word that spirit keeps saying is gentle, slow and gentle, and just true communication. Real, no games, no this, no that, no finger pointing, just letting her know how you feel in a safe and comfortable way. And I think all her hot and cold is what she's going on her own that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you, but how you react with her is going to affect how she feels about you or how her willingness to move forward or not.
Okay, do you see us being able to work it out to move forward at all?
Okay, what is her first name again?
It's Chelsea.
Chelsea. Okay.
I'm Wesley, so.
You're Wesley. There needs to be a little bit of clarity. There's something going on that's not as it seems, I'm strongly getting, and there's something that you need to let go of. I'm not completely clear if it's the relationship in itself or some assumption that both of you have about each other.
Okay.
I'm not sure you have the same goals and wants in it. Let me ask my rod right here. Okay. Can it work out for Wesley and Chelsea? You know, I think there's something going on that really could prevent that right now, Wesley. I think that's what you're getting, the hot and cold. Again, there's something, it's a thing of deception, or something that's just not quite right, maybe going on in her personal life. I don't know, Jeffrey, what you get? You're good at love.
I feel that, and I feel the same thing is happening that you're telling me. I feel that you two are, and there is something else going on here for you that the guys wanted you to also experience. Your sensitivity is taken into a lot of accord there, and they said that's what's happening. You two are, you're learning to develop and work into each other as a karmic energy. So that's why it's been so frustrating, and I agree with what Patty was saying. That's what the angels were saying, and they were giving me the confirmation here. I've got a bunch of stones and selenite and other stones here today. And it was like, you know, resonating that this is what happened for you. You also have some growing inside. I feel like there's a little bit of self-esteem or something, this energy, that this relationship's making you stronger in spite of yourself.
Okay, so basically you say that this is something I should let go of, or? Or is it because, yeah.
I think what it is, you need a little more clarity with her, and then you'll make that decision. It really may be that you do need to let go of it. Again, especially if you're already getting feelings she's taking you for granted and things and hot and cold, it's not sounding really positive. I think you need to talk to her, let her know how you feel, let her know your concerns. Again, in a not finger pointing and a she, just how you feel about it way. And then go from there. And it really might be something that's not meant for right now. And if it is, go with that, because that means there's somebody else out there that you haven't made room for yet that isn't going to take you for granted, isn't going to run hot and cold.
Okay.
So, but it's worth one real conversation. Is that worst she could say is, you know, heck with you and scare her away. But if that comes now, better now than later, or holding on to this.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, I know that she doesn't know. I know that she's not with the girl, other guys. But if you are doing that and you don't actually know, like me that much, please just give me a closure, because then I can move on. If she doesn't give me closure, my heart is not going to let me move on. That's the whole point. My heart is not going to let me be like, okay, well,
for sure, clarity. And again, and I would do one conversation. And if she's not willing to have that conversation, that in itself is the conversation and very telling. So move on. You know, if it's meant to be, if it's really meant to be, it'll happen down the line. Or meant, you know, if you walk away, that's what might make her want you. But I see there's just really some conflict and really some deception of some sort on her way. And you need to make room for something that's really good. Not saying it can't be her, but really may not be her.
Okay.
We thank you.
Thank
we love going up. You're welcome. We've got a wild day today, and we love all of you guys. We do it go with the Psyche's Gone Wild. Definitely get a chance. Check on psychesgonewild.com and get the full reading with Patty, or even a partial reading. I had a person tease me yesterday, and they said, I can't believe you guys. You go on here, and you're helping so many. That's how we do it, is we have you guys get with us and do it. And the fun thing is why we do it, is we help individuals. Check the fact that we are not only real, we are credible, and we're good people helping. I've had two of you guys tease me today. It says, when do we get in? Today's your lucky day, 920, you get in. Psyche's Gone Wild, and how are you? 920.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Welcome with Jethro and Patty.
Thank you for taking my call. I guess I'm just wanting to get a general reading, seeing what possibly is going to be coming up in the next month or two, career-wise or love or anything like that.
Jethro?
I need a first name from you to go with here.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Amy.
No, thank you, Amy. And the guides are telling me with you that you are exactly needing that general reading because you're at a point in your life where other interests are taking over. You've got yourself looking at it and you're welcoming it. And I like that. I love this for all the years of accuracy and what we do here. My relationship, my girlfriend has been teasing me about the fact is we've went through individual people this time of the year. It's happening. And the reason I'm bringing that up is they keep telling me you're in that situation. You've got some kind of Mercury, whether it's Gemini or something there that's causing this energy of you've got a lot of decisions to make and you're at a quandary of where else you'd like to take this energy for your career. You've got a lot of potential too. It's not like you're, you know, everyone knows that Marilyn Monroe was the, you know, one of the famous Geminis, not the only one, but one because she was so diverse. She was able to do a lot more than just what was on the screen. And they're telling me, Amy, that you are looking at your life and understanding where you are, what else you need to do. And you have some intuition of your own. I feel that you, the guys have been telling you stuff. And when you get up in the day, you're remembering it when you first get up. And then you're looking at wanting to do a change is what they keep telling me. I keep hearing that song. A change will do you good.
Yes. Well, I am. I'm just kind of like starting all over, and I'm working a couple part-time jobs, and it's not fulfilling my soul. And I think I want to try and get back into something more that is going to be more self-fulfilling. And I just have to start figuring that out. Can you see? Can you see possibly which direction that may be going in?
Hattie, what do you sense? And then I'll kick in here between the two of us. Me and Patty are both working at this wildly. We're both, you can feel the energy. And I know you guys, we've held on to this phone. We will not let go. So if something happens.
And I'm just trying to turn off a phone that's ringing here. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second. It won't turn off.
That's all right. And so I'll go on, Amy, while she's doing that energy, because I feel that's happening for you is another situation that's taken into its toll is, Amy, you asked in what direction, and they're showing me that it looks like it's definitely not helping people, but I get a lot of creativity for you, and that's where you and your guides are working at a problem. You make more money probably in sales and business, but it's not soul-fulfilling, and that's what the guides are talking about with you. They're saying your soul is craving a lot more work. You're good with individuals. And I keep hearing the guides say that what's happened is you've got yourself, the left side of your brain is going, okay, this is what I do. This is why I've got the part-time. This one pays the bills. And yet there's a part of your right side that's saying you have so much more potential in something that didn't make money before, but you should give it another try is what they're telling me.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the universe on your side now is what I'm getting. That like karma, universe, whatever is really behind you in this. That's that little tickle you're feeling inside that you want to do something more fulfilling. That's what the universe wants of you too. So you'll figure it out. Just do a little bit of soul searching and thinking on it, and you'll go, oh, it's going to hit you like that.
Okay.
And we love you, Amy. We can tell you're going through another part of energy. And the guide said to make sure you check and put in our stuff here. And if you get a chance, a moonstone would be very lucky for you. They keep saying that. Now, I know Cancer's used with moonstone. A moonstone often a lot of times will bring in and implement what you want. And so you wear it when you're dreaming. So you wear it at night state. And they said that would help bring that into focus. Those of you who are looking at your inner thoughts or energies, that's why a lot of us use the different stones, is it's a good stone to do that moonstone. We love all you guys. We're giving it one question. We got so many people. We love you guys for being back. But 909, you're next. You've got 5 whole minutes. We're running everybody through like wild people. We got a whole lot of callers. How are you, 909? Okay, 909, are you shy? Okay, we're going to go. Hello out there, 909 is in not in the mood. So we'll go on to 720. What do you know, 720? Are you ready to have a reading?
Hello. Good afternoon, guys. This is Michelle.
Hello. Yay, it's good to hear from you. What have you been doing, Michelle?
Hi, I've been doing pretty well myself, actually. A lot of work going on. How are you guys doing?
Really good. And Patty was talking about they partied like wild people at Thanksgiving. We've been partying for it. You know, we can tell as that live life.
Yeah.
We do this intuitive. You sound like you've had having a good blast too, an energy that, and I laugh. You didn't tease me. Most of the time when I ask people, well, you're psychic, you tell me. It's like, well, no, I'm trying to get a conversation so the guys will get the energy. Michelle, they're showing me with you.
I know. The question that I have for you guys, if you can see for me, I feel like I'm supposed to have more children. And I'm wondering, do you guys see me having more kids? Like, when, if I am?
I'm having more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you having more kids. You want to have more kids. But I'm sort of getting there's something you've got to deal with or take care of first. Do you know what that is? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's something very important, very specific, that don't just, like, put that other thing off and be like, oh, now I'm going to have a kid, like it's a putting off
no,
thing.
No, no.
Yeah.
I have to actually find the father, be married, and then do it. So that's the big thing, like.
Oh, you're looking for the donor. God, I'm so sorry, Michelle. She's bad, but we like you.
So I can't put that part off. You are exactly right.
Yeah, because I pulled these cards going, well, there's something that's not quite here.
Very good. Is Patty good or what? That was hilarious because that's a factor you do need, you know. We know.
Yes. So, and I know that that's coming, but the kids, I was just like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm definitely open to it if I'm supposed to do it. But I was like, let me try to find out if that's really, because I've been kind of feeling like, yeah, get it together, you are. So, do you guys feel like about when you see me doing it?
I got a couple years. Jethro?
Okay. I'm feeling that in a couple years. And Michelle, they're telling us, and we, you know, we tease you because you've called in and we like to mess with everybody. They're going, people write me. You and Patty are friends. We just met Michelle, but that's the way we are. We love people. What I'm getting in, the guides are telling me with you, is a couple years. And they said there's two reasons. We need to look at something you've been going through with your energy. They said your system is going through the raising of the kundalini, which means your temperatures are going hot and up and down.
Definitely.
Okay, and can we talk about your hot up and down? I had somebody just write me. I'm everybody's a comedian on this show. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I get even to, other than looking for the baby daddy. But that's what my spirit was telling me, that there's something really you have to look at and take care of there.
And they said that's why Patty and you're both getting with you, Michelle, is that during that time, you're going to go through some energy, you're going to go through some other work. They keep telling me that one of them is something with a vitamin, it's something your system, and I feel that you're going to work and get a hold of someone who's going to be like a holistic doctor or, you know, a general practitioner who looks and can tell. They keep telling me, look at your hands and look at your fingernails and the part of your hand there where the fingers, can you tell that it looks a little different? Is it like a yellowish, a pinkish? Sometimes people will have a little bit of a light pale skin. Look at your hands, because they're telling me that you have something going on, and your body is always talking to you. Not only you know, you'll feel it, but also telling you sense wise can you feel that, what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay, then let's I'll do a little holistic with you here with my reverendship. Reach over and touch your hand. What, your dominant hand is your right hand?
Yes, it is.
Okay, reach over with your right hand and touch the part there of your body right there below your pointing finger, like you were to give someone the shoot, bang, bang, your finger would be out there, the you know, your thumb and then the next finger right there at that part. Put your thumb right there. Are you sensing that? Can you feel, does that feel to you like it's like there's a little bit of a swelling or something going on there?
No swelling. I do like hand reflexology, though.
Okay.
So, is it maybe something to do with that?
Mm-hmm. And I apologize. I'm trying to do this secondhand through the phone, and it's really, or through the radio. But what I can tell you from feeling the energy I'm sensing, I can feel that there. And you, like with your reflexology, I'm having one of those days. You'll also sense. I know, I get all excited. I get on here with Patty, and I go, and they're like, Jethro, breathe, walk slowly, gentle, baby steps, my child. When it goes to the energy and what you're feeling is, they're telling me that there is some things there, and you're working with it. You're right on with it, listening to your body. I feel you're going to come up with it. It is something it's one of those things that's going to reflex and bring that energy down. But your body's trying to heal itself, so it's raising that energy up, and then we know what our system, our body's a miraculous thing that heals you. We both picked up 2 years. There's also, you said another thing with the person. Let's go ahead. We've got a few minutes for you because of the time. I got somebody pushing behind. These guys are a little pushy today. I don't know what these 81 numbers are, but breathe, people. I got everybody on the phone. we and Patty were picking up love with you, and for some reason they said to talk to you a little bit about this. You said you're working with reflexology. Do you know that once you start working in magic, holistic, you will be brought into a circle, but will bring someone in? The person doesn't have to be involved in this, but it will heighten your vibration to where the male who's going to be the father or your lover has a different energy than when you started out before.
Okay.
And they're telling me the guy...
Is our image opposite right now? Because I haven't met him yet.
That's part of it. Part of it is you haven't met him, yes. But part of it is also because you've started this, you've added a different factor. It's like, let's visualize that you're out there and you're putting out a magnetic energy of, I want to be with this person. I love this energy. I'm looking for it. And then all of a sudden your guides tell you, you've put in this new part of your life that's going to resonate. I mean, Patty, can you help me with magic? Explain to her what they're saying, because the guys are showing me that she's done something good by her healing that's put out a higher vibration of green energy as a healer. Now she needs to be with someone who's also being healed or has karma strong enough to handle a healer or a person that's very strong.
Yeah, it's you're vibrationally moving up, exactly what Jessica said. You're vibrationally moving up, and you need to bring your whole world up with you. That's even why the child that comes is going to come, not that your other children aren't wonderful, but it's you're moving up a vibrational level, it seems. That's why I said the universe is with you. It's like a karmic thing that it's like, whoa, we're going to work with her now. We're it's like up the staircase. I'm literally seeing up the ladder, up the staircase kind of thing. So embrace that. Live into that, and it all will start flowing right in.
Okay. So it is the work that I've been doing is actually working then.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you guys
are
saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
and know that it is. And know that you're like probably the second person I've ever tried to do that over the radio with, because I know that you're that sensitive that you can pick up that vibration. I'm very gifted. If I can touch someone, I can pretty much read them. They used to call me Scan Man and make jokes of it, but I can read a lot of things. And that's what I feel with you. So we love you dearly. Hang into there. We got to run. We got other people pushing and shoving to get into this wild room, and we're trying to get at them. We've got a couple emails, and then we'll go right back to the phone. So you guys, just breathe. 81. I know who you are, 813. You're down here in Florida. You better be good. You're my neighbor. So we got a bunch of people pushing. You'll get in. We've got time. It's Friday, and we're at the half mark already. So what I wanted you guys to do is I want you to look and take a minute here as we go through a couple of emails and relax. It's all fun. Put into psychesgunwall.com. If you would like to have a prize, we will be giving away a necklace today from Ladies Arango. This is a necklace and earrings. We've also got a Pamela Cummings book that will be given away. For those of you who are fans of ours, go to psychesgunwall.com, and if you put in again. It doesn't matter. We have fun. I've had someone tell me yesterday that I put in 16 times, Jethro, and you never send me anything, you never do anything. It's not about that. What the fun is, we just like giving prizes away, so come on in. Jump in. The water's fine. Looking at the emails, we're going to look at the email here. We've got one here that was written and sent to me yesterday. I was looking through emails, and I thought, being it was the holidays, we need to read this one. This is sent from a Brian in Massachusetts who is asking Patty what he should do with his relationship. Now that he's been in this 6-year relationship, the woman does not want to be with him anymore. He spoke with me and Patty. He says it was Jethro and Patty were on, and he spoke with us a couple months ago, and we encouraged him in the relationship to speak to her honestly. And he'd wanted to be out of the relationship and didn't want to do it. He took our advice. He did speak to her honestly. Everything's open. Now that he's out of the relationship, they talked about it, they decided to go back together, and now he's writing us, asking us what he can do in his loving relationship to put more magic, more enhancing in his relationship.
Wow, I love that it's coming back together, that it went away. That's how it works when it's meant to be. But you do need to start this. I'm getting these bits off very different. The stuff that didn't work last time, you know, it needs to be played and lived and dealt with differently. Your communication needs to be a little deeper, a little more real, a little more direct is what I'm getting. Have a little more fun with the lady. Get a little more creative. Think outside the box with who you're being and what you're doing with each other. Put a little more energy into it that way.
I agree very much with Patty. And I do remember when you wrote to us before, you also were working with us, and we were going through a situation that you were asking me about. You had listened to me on another program in some other places, and we were working on it. And I remember with you that, Brian, it's very much what Patty had told you that day, to be able to turn around and go into being honest in that relationship, always working towards the goal that you want to have happen, and that is that nobody but you is getting that to go together. So if you're working on it and you're completely clearing out all energies of it, you're also going into an honesty of it. And that's what you asked before with I remember you now as I was reading this and going through the energies as Patty was talking. Remember that you had also had put into your life where you two were working together on astrology, and then you put in some color magic and some energies. I think this is where it's whatever level you're comfortable. And like Patty said, always stay honest. And I remember when you called in that day because you were just amazed at Patty for telling you that. And I kind of wondered then, if you guys have been together 6 years and now that you are opening up the honesty, you've got a whole world there that you two probably didn't see the first 5 years, you know? So I welcome you for coming in. And Brian, please contact us again. We're here. You know, it's good to know. We have another individual that's wrote here from Texas. It's Evie. And Evie's wrote in that she is asking about what is the best direction for her to take on her situation with her children. She has raised her children, and they still don't respect her. I've tried many efforts. I've done counseling. I just don't know what is wrong. There's no reason for this in any way or shape that I've ever seen, but my children don't respect me. Any advice, Patty and Jethro?
What I'm getting is something, not that you've done wrong or right, but there's some confusion in your boundary setting with your children when they were growing up. They didn't have clear sets of guidelines and boundaries.
Yes, and as an advocate for individuals, it is the word consistency. I'm not only speaking from the psychology point of that, but also in the spirituality of it. That yeah, and it's like those boundaries, and as Patty's saying, is where this started. And it is so much harder. You know, they say old dogs new tricks. Well, sadly, with individuals, we are creatures of habit. You said your children were raised in your letter. It looks to me like, and what I'm sensing, same thing, Patty, is that those boundaries, you can start any day with boundaries. And I think that Patty's got the right idea. I would not accept that. My children, I love my baby. My child is 24 years old, and I joke about it being a baby because he's 6'1" and outweighs me about a good 60 pounds. But, more directly, very ornery person. I love my son dearly, and we joke about it. But I would never, all through the years, have accepted anything but positive with him, and I gave that back. You say that there's no reason, and I do not disagree with you. I've seen this happen with individuals. Sometimes you say you've tried counseling. I also am wondering if you've tried looking at this with an outsider, sometimes a mentor or someone who's outside of the family. You talk both sides of it to the person. They agree to be impartial and not to take the blame for you, to be your triangulation. I've seen this work with a lot of families who are having problems. So that would be, and I feel what you're showing me, I know a lot of times people come to us for spirituality. I don't feel this as karma. When you said that and when I started reading it, I don't feel that you guys in the last life were fighting it out and they brought you back in one more time with feeling, which happens a lot with family, to work it out. I do feel what Patty said. So working in this karma this time, see how your other relationships are. If you're a saleswoman, you know what I'm saying, Patty, tell them. I mean, help them. And you know, in your professional life, you were pretty fun and positive in here. But if anybody looks on Patty's site, you'll see that that's the way she runs her production company. That's the way she runs her theatrical. Patty's out there being a positive actress, and that resonates through all of her work, right?
Yeah, it is. And again, it's where you put your energy is where you live, you know, literally. So instead of focusing on what's not working with the kids and where there's not respect, put that energy on what is working. Start your conversation there. Start with what you're grateful for and the gratitude and where you do get along and let that foot grow. And the other stuff, again, look, when you look at it, don't look at it with finger pointing and you do this and you don't do that. Look at it, you can't talk about what they do or don't do, but what you are, how you feel, what you need. So only any finger pointing is going right toward yourself, how you feel, how you react, how you feel when these things happen, and that's why they'll hear you without the finger pointing you this, why this. But if you really, really, really start with all the best things, all what is good, and wow, this is awesome. We have the best breakfast together, or when we see each other so-and-so, let's expand that, and let's see the other side. Let's don't feed that other stuff and let it starve and go away.
And I agree, and I love that. And like, you know, we were talking earlier with that boundaries. You've got to have somewhere there. Now, you know, you say no reason with it. Is your relationships with others doing that? Because somewhere they're getting that, or you let those boundaries down. We love you, Evie. Definitely contact us again, and we're here for you. We're going to grab those phones. We're back with 847. Thank you for being patient, 847. How are you today?
Hi, this is Jill Jethro.
Jill, you little wild one. You were a little push phoner. I'm teasing you. It's good to hear from you again.
My question is, my sister traveled across the country with her family to spend Thanksgiving holiday with my other sister and her family. And, of course, you know how they are towards me, if you can recall. And what are you getting?
Oh, and I have read for you, and I remember you have a lot of odd comment with this sister. This sister of yours, you can dress her up, but she's not fun with the way she is to you, Jill. I'm being blunt. I'm Patty, what are you picking up here in Carmen? And by the way, this is Patty Negri. Patty Negri, one of our regular callers, Jill.
Jill, how are you? Hi, Jill. Well, I don't know your situation at all, so I'm going to come blindly. But there's some weird sisterly competition, like a sibling rivalry going on there. That started way back, right?
Yeah, we were not. My parents didn't know what they were doing when they raised us. They treated us all differently.
Yeah, so you guys all have different sets of what your views of how things should be, even what tradition is. You all have, you are living in a different space and expectation. And there's some insecurities there on all sides. So all the weird stuff and the bad stuff and the, any mistreating or lack of communication, I'm getting, is getting more, coming more from confusion and insecurities and just lack of understanding. So, you know, if you start with a different point of view, like nobody's out to get anybody. Again, I don't know your situation, but start it fresh. It would be a way that you could actually get some improvement there. Does that make sense? Again, not knowing your situation.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever going to be improvement. Jethro, okay. What do you think? I think they did it on purpose to hurt me.
I feel that, and I thank you, Jill. I know that you love with my readings. I mean, you followed me all over from. I've had a couple networks I've worked for, and you're still there. And I take that as a compliment. I can relate with you on some of the energy and what Patty said with the sibling rivalry. I do feel, because what I see in the past and the karma, which helped you, I know before, work with it. We've got to take you back. You got to live in that past to get rid of it, and that's what it is. You were males in that life, and what's really strange about this is this. She lives on enjoying her. Hurting you, and I am a Scorpio, but I've had people who really just live for that. And I grew up in a really cool environment, and I had the most luck with it. That I learned something really fortunate is that what Patty was talking to you about with that sibling rivalry and the other work is what's going on, Jill. Is you're not only growing strength, but I feel that she's coming at you again in another way, because you're not reacting to what she wants. That love and hate walk hand in hand, and so she's like, well, I didn't get Jill upset here, but I'll go all the way over here and I'll make such a big deal out of it. Everybody else will go, whoa, you know. You could go here for it. What about Jill's life? I would, you know, and I would tell you what I would do is that I have done like holidays when it gets like that. I will do volunteer work. I am a very good cook. Even if you're not, to go into the place and help some individuals work around, do the setting up. Have the Thanksgiving with individuals who are in the work. It's the best part in energy, and you don't have to go join the great coven or put on a big energy and we'll make you carry all this stuff through for a big religious experience. Just go to some nice charitable organization who puts on a dinner and start doing the work, because you're going to realize real quick where the value comes from, that love, that energy. I take it different holidays and I go and give socks away. I do different things for it because, you know, I can relate with you on it, because I'll tell you what also comes from the piece. You're doing it for the real spirit of the energy. I can hear what the guy said with your sister. She wants to pull something over your eyes right now. Do not let this get to you. They keep showing me like her creeping up, like she's putting on this funny little hood over her head.
Yes.
Like she thinks she's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You get all chilled out. I felt yours. You go, ooh, I've seen that hood, and I can't stand when she puts on the Red Riding Hood. Get up. She's doing it again. She's rolling in, and she's putting on this little outfit. And what's going on is other people have caught on, Jill, and there's where you win. By you doing the indifference, then they start going, wait a minute. Your story was Jill was so vicious. She had big, sharp teeth and was trying to take you out, when reality you're over here playing head games, and that's what's going to get her. That's what's going to win. You know, you're coming from the front, and don't get offended, Jill. It's because I respect you, and I've listened to you a couple times, and we've read for you a couple times. I have me and my guys. The guys are saying that you're winning her, but what's hurting is that some of your own people like the drama you two are doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's being very immature. Lord knows how old she is, but she's acting like a 15-year-old.
Yes.
In mental ways of thinking. So don't jump in. Don't let that push buttons where you become immature too. You stay above it all. And everyone will see that, just like Jethro said, exactly what. And yes, some people feed on the drama because we're humans are silly, every one of us. But you take the high road, and that's what will stand out.
So people are starting to see through it, that she's actually creating the problems, not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And blessings to you, Jill. Keep in contact.
Thank
I'd love
you.
To see.
You're so always so right on, Jethro, really. And thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Jill. Good luck. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Definitely put in these contests. We're going to be pulling them away, psychicsgunwild.com, and we'll send it to you. I had an individual ask me yesterday, what are all the prizes going to be? You never know. We have prizes all over. We do know that we are psychic, and I can tell you some of the friends have put in. Gaetano Vivo is going to be giving away some CDs and some books. We've also got Pamela Cummings, Jethro Smith. We've got a couple of other friends who've kicked in. Lady Zarango is a fan of ours from way back. She was listening to me and Patty. Actually, we're going to tell a little bit of story here, but she listened to us almost a year and a half ago, one of the first shows me and Patty did together on Psyche's Gone Wild, when Patty came on gracefully in an 8-minute span and was my guest when I had nobody. She was my friend on Facebook. And remember, Patty, we turned the lights on, everything went wild, we couldn't get that. We ended up being me and Patty the whole show because the phone froze and we couldn't get anybody of all, I think back then was like 8 people waiting. We've come a long way, so we love you. And Lady Arango was one of the people from New York who had called in, and she teases about it. She says that's why she does some of her jewelry, and she just loves the vibration. She has a question here and has wrote to me a couple times about it. Patty, what jewelry would you say is magic, and what would you suggest to people to wear if they wanted to show their own energy or feel good about their own magic powers?
Oh, it's so funny, and I was just typing jewelry when somebody was talking about prizes and things. Well, jewelry, again, everything has different by the metals you use. If you use metals, that makes difference in your coloring. Silver, you're going very feminine. Moon energy, flow energy. Gold is more masculine. Sun energy. And, of course, stones and the magical attributes of every kind of stone, which includes stuff that you don't think about, from, you know, diamonds and rubies, all the precious stones, as well as others. And if you're looking at talismans or you know, signs of your faith, it's something that you believe in, whether, you know, whether it's a cross or a pentagram or a Star of David or an ankh or a heart. All those things, they're sigils in themselves. There's power in a symbol if you're doing it. A heart is just as beautiful symbol as any other thing. So use your intuition. What are you drawn to? Is it colors? Every single thing means something, and there is a real meaning to it. But beyond that, the most important meaning is what it means to you. So go with what you're drawn to. Listen to your intuition.
Very good. And I have to tease you now, if you guys, and what Patty says is so actual, because I've had people write me, I read in this book, I heard from this person, someone told me at the gas mart that if I wear this one, it's like that, and then it's like that. And you get confused when you start reading, okay, sapphire is a true stone. But if you read from other individuals, it was worn to do other energies that can do this other complete. It's also used to really pull out, and if someone is doing other work, it'll show their dishonesty. They make it sound like you rub the stone over anyone and you're going to bring them out. If this was the case, then we would all just take this to the police and say, here, rub the stone over this man 3 times, he will be good. So you've got to take it in that kind of text, you guys. I had a friend tell me that I always have my son carry tiger's eye, and I know what's going on. Now, she had 2 grandchildren that obviously were made by this child. He was only 16, but she always said when he carried tiger eye, he was very good and did nothing wrong. She defended him in these cases, and later on they did DNA to prove that. So I'm just teasing some of you parents and some of you people that are writing with us. Like Patty said, go with what it is and use that energy. We love with you guys that are writing, and I have a person writing right now. They're like, Patty, I just love this. Me and my daughter listen to the show, and we've been listening to you for the last couple of Fridays. I've got to tell you, you have the coolest laugh. You always make me feel good. Is there any mantra or any words that you use to raise your kundalini and make you be so positive? What is it that you do, Patty?
Yes, I do a lot of sound work. It's called, because you're sound and breath work. Sound, their breath is pneuma, it's life force. So just breathing in itself. I use a lot of heckas without this be a whole hecka class. Use the vowel sounds because that gives you form. That's just like in church or temple, you go, amen. You're actually moving energy that, or a yoga class, you go, om. Just doing that, you feel the vibration in every cell of your body. If I'm going somewhere that's important or I want some grounding, I will start doing vowel sounds. Ah, a, e, o, u, a, ah, a, e. You will start focusing and you will get it and you will ground. It's amazing. If I need some passion, start using Z sounds. Ooza, aza, ooza. You'll feel that fire, that passion, that kundalini energy. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. Feel what feels right to you. But again, feel it out. Start doing some chants or some breath work. Just doing just even a ma chant. Going through the ma. It's just amazing how you can change every cell in your body, change your whole energetic pattern, change your thinking, change your mental state, change your spiritual opening, just with sound, just with breath.
Excellent. We're going to grab a hold, and I'm going to take a time here to grab one of the things. We've got a winner, and it's Terry Bates. Terry Bates, you won in Utah. So thank you for writing in. And I always say the state. I had someone say, why? I don't know. I just like to do that. I used to have a map, and sometimes I may do that someday. You guys may see it if you watch on my Skype classes or stuff. I may put a map of all the people that have won because we've went all over. We've had a few United Kingdom winners. We've had listeners all the way from India to United Kingdom, and I just love Skype and being able to have that all over the world. So I'm keeping track right now and saying Utah won because that's what she's on her email. So those of you who are tuning in, keep tuning in. We're going to be giving away some more presents later, and thank you, Terry, for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. Speaking of Psyche's Gone Wild, I have got an email here from Tom. I cannot say your last name. I'm going to say Tom P., and I'm very respectful of it. It's a very cool name, but I don't want to ruin it, Tom, that you wrote on here. Tom is writing just to let everyone know that he lives in L.A. He has listened to the show for quite a while. He thinks that Patty has brought a magic to us that is really great. He will be doing a video on the contest for who he thinks the best day is. And speaking of the best day, what we want you guys to do is we want you to make a little video, maybe 3 minutes long, minutes if you want, whatever you feel comfortable with, 1 to 3 minutes, where you have a video that you make and just says what you feel. We do tease you. I have had a couple of them. We aren't physics. I guess we can technically say we do help you metaphysically and we do work with the spirit. We do have a couple videos out from all the different shows, and we encourage you to put out whichever you want. The contest winner will win a full hour reading by Psychic Jethro, a totem reading by Jan Bach Drakey, and a couple of other prizes that we've added. We've got a box of them now. People are adding in. Patty, we love it. I know there's two videos out. We've got Adam and a couple other people that are putting out videos for us. Definitely have fun with it. I want to thank all of you guys. You've started a new trend, and it's fun to see the video. I love, did you see the one, Patty, the latest one? I don't know if all the pictures are of you. There's a very attractive blonde lady, but I don't.
I know who that is. I saw it. That's Jennifer Wallen. She's a fellow Federation member. I'm sure she's fine with that picture being there. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I saw that you posted that, and I went, oh my gosh, that's Jennifer Wallen.
Oh, good. Well, and we'll have to let her. She's one of our Federation. Let her know that I thank the gentleman who did it. And I'm not sure. Maybe he had a picture and he saw you two together or somewhere he misinterpreted, probably with one of our American Federations. I did laugh the day I first got it because he had put down physics, and I teased him later. And he wrote back and teased me back, and he said that he loved our show. We like Old Man Steve. He thinks that Jan and Peg are the best. We've had one person that wrote me and let me know that they really, and can't help, but they love Melissa Berman. She's on Sundays, and they said she's just out of this world. And this gentleman is from Scotland, is doing a video right now, and that will be, according to him, I should have it December 3rd. So those of you keeping track, you know, it's just fun. Send out the videos. Please do us a favor and share the stuff. I do know a lot of you guys are asking me about times and dates. We are working together, and let me know of any of the air ones that you've got. Send it to psychicjethro@aol.com. I do know that there was a lot of you listening in last night. I had some emails and some other stuff contact. I need you guys to do me a favor. You're our fans. You're our listeners. You know where our shows are, too. If you have things, send them to me. If some things happen, and sometimes we do get other ones. I know that like last night was a show that we were doing for some other things. Let me know what you like and where you're, you know, what you feel the best way to contact us. I know iTunes is a popular way, and Blog Talk Radio seems to be one of our best ways to get a hold of us. 617, you've waited all day, and we're finally shutting up. How are you, 617?
I am well. How are you?
Great. I thank you for being so patient. I know you. I remember you calling in.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is Karen from Boston.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
We're good.
Good, good. I'm calling in regards to, actually, I start a part-time job tomorrow, but I'm also getting calls for another job, which might go into full-time, and I have an interview Thursday, but I'm actually looking for something full-time. Do you see a full-time job coming forward, and what energy do you feel on the job that I job interview that I have on Thursday?
Well, I'm playing some really good cards. It's funny. When you first did, I even got some really good feelings about that part-time job, though that might be short-lived. But there's something really exciting that's going to come out of that part-time job, like
wow.
Forward movement, somebody you meet or something. But I'm also getting, yes, there is a really good full-time job in your future.
Yay.
I'm pulling some really high cards.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
And again, you're a magician. You know how to create it. You're really good at creating your own reality.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So keep doing it. Deborah?
Yes.
Yes, very true, and very much, Karen. And you got in today with contact. We had a bunch of phones go crazy, and I apologize to people that have gotten knocked off, and then they wrote me. They said, Blog Talk is just out of this world, and your phone never buzzed. You got to listen to the whole show. You were very patient. I laughed. I was teasing those guys pushing the phones, and they wrote back to me. They said, we're just listening in. Quit teasing us. So I'm like, okay, everybody. And Karen, what the guys are saying for that, and like Patty said, with your financial, is you are in such a space right now that the energy
yeah.
is working at such a level.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. It's been a long, long time. You know, I feel that you know, things do come around in, you know, full circle, and I just feel that this is my time, and 2014 is going to be off the chain.
I believe it. You've made it happen.
Yes. 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 Thank
and I was teasing about jewelry, and I'm going to tease you, but the guides are telling me that you are like turquoise. It is a very fortunate stone, but that you
Ooh.
Are really shining and doing work, and it is very positive for you.
Ooh,
it's like, you know, and I laugh. I have a lot of people going, what is today? And it's like, well, we always spin the wheel, and I didn't spin it for gemstones. We've got that going, and we're going to, the real joke is that we don't know, but Dean is going to have to do that. She's very good at the stones. Today, we're getting a lot of stones. I think the guys have went on with me and Patty and doing that energy. Look at all the questions of jewelry, and they said, Karen, you know, it is one of those stones that you could even do, like mm-hmm. a small nugget or a piece of that would be very beneficial to you. It would bring the luck for many years.
Oh, very good. Because, you know, I actually, that's one of my passion, and it's really what I want to move into, is actually making jewelry.
Ooh, that's why. That makes sense. And you know that in Native American, in our way, the turquoise works against bad mojo or bad medicine. If someone's
yes.
doing odd energy, it's a very good protector. And it's not to be worn by everyone. I know when I will tease this, and I can say that, but in the Rocky Mountains and in Utah and in Arizona, everybody thinks they should wear it. And the big joke is you should not. It's not for everyone. Like if you can't wear turquoise, remember you should wear a type of rose quartz, or another really good one is tourmaline. Tourmaline works real good, and it will protect your heart chakra.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
You're
a good idea. My mind's going.
Karen now have to take a brown paper bag and say three, I will stop it. But she's really happy. No, I've teased you, Karen. You know I'm just messing with it. I love to just tease. I'm in a very good mood. We love you. Definitely you put in for the PsycheSconeWild.com contest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right now, I think Old Man Steve and the contest of Russell's contest for Patty Negri and Jethro's, we're running neck and neck against Peggy and Jan's because like 6,000 people love our videos. So we're just like, yay, you guys. Definitely keep up the fun. We're going to turn around and take one more caller because they're giving us that sign. We just get going, Patty, and they throw us out the door. This isn't fair.
That's crazy. And I want to say that for this video contest, I'll throw me in. I'll give away a reading.
You guys hear that? Okay, now we got people buzzing. Patty's also going to put in a reading. They're like, yeah, she put it in Zoom, and now we heard it. You heard it official. The winner will get a reading by Patty Negri also. So you just put together. And I had a couple of you ask me, I'm not real technical savvy, and I get on my computer. If you write to me and say I want it, I've got a list of people that I will send you who will do a video for you for $5. Now, this means you're going to give them five actual cash dollars, and you're going to say, I want, and you've got to put in there who you want. They need to know, you know, Psyche's Gone Wild. You need to know which day, and you need to know who's on that show. I had someone tease me, and my name is not Jetero. I had an auntie called me Chicago. I loved it. It made me giggle profoundly, but it is Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, just like the Bible, Jethro, the father-in-law. And I will tease you, Beverly Hillbillies. My mother actually picked this from a banjo player, you guys, so if you want to tease me about it, I think my family is very musical. So, you know, it was a banjo player back in the day, and she really liked the name Jethro. So, but you do have to have that. And now that we know that it's Jennifer and she's okay, because I did tease someone else sent one. I'm not the comedian in the United Kingdom, and they had sent one. Patty is blonde. So, you guys, if you send me a picture of a brunette, I was a little worried, and I said, well, maybe, you know, Patty has had wigs on, but I did check, and I don't think this was Patty unless something happened. Because the lady was very Hispanic, so it was okay. She was fun. She laughed and teased me after. She goes, oh, I got the wrong picture, and they sent me the right one. So we do kind of check that stuff, but it isn't fun. And Patty said she'd do a reading. You guys enjoy it. 856, you get to be our last quick, real quick question with Patty and Jethro.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. You rock. I'm glad you got in. You're a patient one, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to listen, too, so it's all good.
Oh,
I had a phone interview today, so I just wondered if you see me getting that job.
Today.
Yeah.
I see money coming in, so that sounds good to me. I mean, the first thing I got was money coming in and handing to you. But do you have some conflict about the job, or do you have some second thoughts about it of some sort?
Well, I was just wondering. I don't know. When I had this phone interview, it just sounded like there's a lot of expectation of working late nights. So I wonder. I mean, I don't mind doing that when it warrants it, but it just sounded like she was telling me that they stay until 9 o'clock on Monday night. You know, like every Monday, and I was like, oh God, you know.
Yeah, that's what I know right away. I saw that your uncertainty about it, your unsureness about it. But I think
I might be wrong though. So I mean, I don't want to ruin it, and I'm afraid that if I'm allowing any of my doubts in, that I might ruin the opportunity, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good fit or not. Are you getting a good feel for it?
Jethro?
I am getting a good feel for it, and the guys are telling us, Laura, that that's part of what it's also had to go through. They said you had to work and work out something else for your situation, and that is that they're putting you right where they are. So I would say it is, and I am like Patty. I am seeing money, too. I'm honest. I am human. If I have that 2% with it, it could be that the job is closely associated with one that's coming, because they are hard sometimes with us to give us exact timing. But I can tell you, actually, you're as a song, you're in the money. They keep doing that, and that's before my time area. I will let you guys know. Sometimes they do Broadway with me, and they're doing that, you're in the money, and I'm like, okay, honey, you know, that song. They're playing that really good, Laura, and they're telling me that it's all within the work, and I said, you're right in that with the career. The guys are also saying real quickly with you to let you know that you've got some kind of energy that's got to be, do a meditation, do a golden energy, raising it down, clearing it off of you, and once again, we're talking stones, citrine would be really good for you. Citrine's that yellow stone. It's very affordable. It's like a couple dollars. Citrine doesn't use that.
Yeah.
Meditate with it. Hold that, Laura, because it's resonating to you. It's what's clearing up the area there. You had some other things in career that were holding you back. Now you're using that stone to clear it.
Okay, that's, and they're definitely saying that this is a good opportunity. It's a good company and a good job, everything for me. This is the right one, right?
It is the right one. I'm just making sure you get the, or you sell it. What are you dating there? Is this the right one? Are they going to treat me good? I hope I get a casserole. What are you doing here? I'm teasing you. Yes, it is. It is the right one. You're a little nervous. You've had some situations that are a little crazy.
I have, yes. And that's and I don't want fear or doubt to ruin the opportunity for me because I'm allowing some doubt to come in, and I don't want that to happen. If this is meant to be and it's the right opportunity, I don't want to do anything to jeopardize it.
No, you won't jeopardize it, but I did see it. I did feel it. So let it flow. Let it flow out.
Let it flow and do some meditation with the citrine.
Yeah.
You know that citrine stone? I went to a metaphysical store, and it was in the curio cabinet, and it caught my eye. And I turned my back on the curio cabinet to ask how much the citrine, and the curio cabinet door opened and bumped me in the back.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think I was meant to have that citrine. Yeah.
Yes. Blessings.
Right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, they're thank hitting you. The door. They said it's time. Me and Patty have to go until next Friday. All right.